Go Loud.
Before we get started with this episode of Hold My Drink, we have some very exciting news.
We are bringing Hold My Drink to the stage once again, folks.
So exciting. Join us on Vicar Street on the 5th and 6th of November and University Concert Hall in Limerick on the 23rd of November for some fun, plenty of drama, great guests, and of course, where would we be without a dilemma?
There might even be a song or two from yours truly, who knows?
Tickets are on sale now. See you there, birds.
See you there.
Welcome to Home We Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode. We get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. And this week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies. And the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us dying for the seasons to change.
Love it, love it, love it. Whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store. My little Cardi G today is from Pennies.
I feel like I have earrings like them buttons.
And I got a jumper with my favourite day of the week on it. Sunday! It's actually lovely.
Oh,
yeah, with the gold bootins.
Oh, I need that.
So,
any more shade?
Yeah, I think I had like a brownie one as well. Really cute things. I got a jumper in there actually as well that said NYC. I said, I keep this for holidays.
I seen one that had like an American flag and it was really nice.
Cute.
It looked like a designer one.
I also need that jacket that got tefted on you. I saw it in your video. It looks so lovely.
So cozy, like so warm. I wore the whole trip. Queen was like, you don't need jackets, not that cold. It was freezing.
Yeah.
So I wore a jacket. Thank God I brought that one. Like,
oh, God.
But I need to get it again now. It's pretty gone now. Anyway. So cozy up with your varsity jumpers, your cozy jackets, check dresses, and the perfect fitting jeans. And refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories as well and the perfect layering pieces.
Head to Pennies today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples.
Rant of the week is where we get to give out about something that has pissed us off.
Or we just get to be moany bitches and not feel bad about it, which is absolutely fine.
Or just annoyed us. Or just, a bit annoying in the world. Mine is, it doesn't really make any sense, but it was like car sickness. Like, why does that thing?
I don't really get motion sickness.
I do, lately especially. Like, well, it kind of comes and goes. For a few months I'll have it and then it'll be gone again. But I was doing a bit of makeup with the car and I was just like, and every time, Joe, like a driver's stepping on the brakes.
Like,
and I was like that. And I was like, and it wasn't, obviously, if I wasn't car sick, I wouldn't notice it. It was just because I was. And I was just like, oh my God, I feel so sick.
Oh no.
I was just sending me under. And
or do you ever get people who can't look at their phones while they're driving?
I'm like that too.
Obviously not while they're driving, like
when
if they're in the car, while a car is driving.
I can't sometimes, and sometimes I'll be on a long journey, I can scroll TikTok, whatever else, but like then there's days when I'm like,
I can't even look at that. Do you ever see those glasses actually, and it has like water going around them, and apparently that's meant to like balance you out? Yeah, they're like motion sickness glasses, and like I don't really know the technology behind it or how it works, but apparently it's something to do with like the motion. Yeah, it like balances you.
I need that. No. It's really bad. I got sick while I was hungover too, but on the way to the airport in New York, I had a few, but it was because then I was looking at my phone and it made it worse.
Yeah, no.
And then I was like, can you pull over and you get sick?
That's good.
Not good. That's my rant of the week, I think. Why is that a thing?
Motion sickness.
Why have we not evolved enough just to be going around on vehicles?
Just leave us alone. Like,
yeah.
For rant of the week this week, I don't have a rant. Shocker, I'm actually not giving out about something for once. So I'm gonna read a listener's rant. So I'm in my first year of college and living away from home in a student accommodation. The six of us in the apartment in total, and most of them are fairly decent people. However, two girls in particular have been grinding me down since day one. It started when food went missing from my press in the kitchen, and I asked the two of them if they took it, and they looked at each other and walked away without answering me. I'm not a quiet girl and can handle mean girls for most part, but is there any need for it? I let it go that time, but they are still blanking me, giving me daggers and grinning when I walk past. I've tried not to involve anyone else in the apartment because I can fight my own battles. Also recently, one of the lads had stuff go missing and he thinks the two girls are responsible for it. He looked like he wanted to confront them, but didn't end up doing it. I didn't get involved because I wasn't sure if I should or not. I'm spending more and more time in college and avoiding going back to the apartment because of them. I'm not easily intimidated, but their crap is really starting to get to me and this can't go on. I don't know these girls well, but I really didn't think this mean girl attitude would carry over into college and into adult life. It's getting a bit ridiculous now.
Mean girl stuff doesn't end, I don't think.
I just don't get it. Like, I really do feel like it says more about the two of them than it does anybody else in that house.
Yeah.
The fact that they feel the need to intimidate someone else or like gang up on someone, like it gives you have no confidence in yourself.
Yeah. You're actually insecure.
Yeah, you're just rotten to the core.
Yeah.
I think the apple's rotten. I don't get it. It's just no, like, fuck off.
But it really doesn't. I don't think Mean Girl Attitude or anything ever leaves. Someone's like
pull
that.
Pull a prank on them. Am I allowed to say that?
Like what?
I love the cling film pranks on the door.
On the door?
Yeah, you put cling film on the door and when people try and walk through, they just
face hit their heads.
Yeah, I've also seen people do that on toilets.
Toilet seats. So the pee just hits them in the
yeah, but I think that's more for a man, not really a girl. I don't know.
How would a man not see it though? I feel like a girl would be less likely to look down the toilet bowl first.
Men don't even look at where they're aiming. Are you
no,
mad?
They're just,
la 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 la.
I what? Wish I could have a willy so I could
a willy for a
up,
day,
just so I could be standing up.
I just do that all day.
I can. I know what it feels like. I had a dream.
Oh, you told me that before, yeah.
Guys. It was so. I literally right now I can feel like what it would feel like to have a willy. It was the dream was so real. Isn't it mad that your dreams can be so
realistic?
You can feel emotions in them.
Mm.
Like I just ran. It was such a weird dream. My mom, right? She was like giving me this birthday present, but she was like writing down things of why I should be grateful for life.
Aww.
And it was like all these things, and I was scream crying in my dream, and I woke up and I was like, I feel so grateful for life, like, and I was so emotional. Don't know why.
That's nice.
Yeah, but it's mad how dreams can actually affect you for the day.
Yeah, you can still remember.
Good or like, bad.
Feel yeah. those feelings from the dream.
Or if someone dies in your dream or like something like that, like you feel like that, like it's horrible.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Or do you ever have a dream that you've died?
No.
Do you not? I do sometimes, but I feel like it makes me be like, then I feel like I've actually died in some other lifetime and I'm getting to experience life again.
Second time
and I wake
around.
Up and I go, woo! And I,
let's go!
Yeah, it's kind of good when that happens. Like,
that's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
I'd love to be petty in this situation and just say,
start locking your food in with a press.
Start fucking doing it back to them or like play them at their own game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't feel like.
No.
You should have to be like that. Now, I'm not saying cause any
havoc.
Havoc or.
Or also
damage
try
or anything.
Try to move out from them. But also, I think.
Tell on them.
I think. You can leave situation, but that type of person is going to keep reappearing in your life in different fonts, like whether it's work, whether it's, there's always that type of people, unfortunately, that's just how the world is.
Would you confront them? What's your problem,
she
bitches?
Did.
And they she just looked them off.
Yeah. Like, how do you confront someone who doesn't answer you?
Put itching powder in their bed.
Put fleas in. No. Yeah. Ants.
I don't know.
Bed bugs.
Let's be mature. Let's switch on our mature minds. Fucking ignore them.
Yeah.
It says how sad they are in their lives.
Yeah.
It says more about them than it does you. What Susie says about Sally says more about Susie than it does Sally.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
So
if you agree with either of our rants, you can let us know and you can email homeidrink@goloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram at homeidrinkpods.
Mm-hmm.
We're not responsible for any bed bugs that appear in anyone's head. Or what is it called?
Fleas.
Fleas.
Yeah.
Nits. I should get nits now.
At this right page.
Yeah.
School.
Used to love to smell that tea tree stuff.
Oh, so nice.
Loved it.
My mum used to be combing through my
hair.
Yeah,
she'd comb and be real relaxing.
And then she'd be putting the nits in a little bowl and water in front of me.
Is that what you do?
Well, to wash out the comb, because you have nits in the comb, so you can't keep combing. You have to get them out and then put them back in.
Oh, my mum used water, so I'd see them floating around.
Die, die.
Don't get there. No, I used to love watching them floating around.
God.
Anyway. If I was you, we get to give you a bit of honest and raw advice about what we would do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence. We can't give you maybes or ifs or buts, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. These are all sent into our email address, which is homeidrink@goloudnow.com, and they're always anonymous. So this one is, my boyfriend of 6 years is starting to give me the ick.
Oh, God.
We moved in together in January after doing 10 months of long distance. I finally bit the bullet and moved over to him in Australia. I wonder, is this the girl that we had before who didn't know where to move over to Australia? Imagine. Our whole relationship has been, he's always been a typical hardworking, manly man. He always made sure to make me feel so loved and spoiled through the whole 6 years. I always got princess treatment, random gifts every now and then, date nights, flowers, you name it. But since we've been together, I feel like I'm completely on my masculine energy. We split bills pretty much 50-50. I do all the cooking and cleaning, make his lunches, do the washing, typical housewife stuff while working a full-time job. The only blue job in our house is taking the bins out. This was all fine at the start because I was still getting that princess treatment from him, going on dates, actually spending quality time together, little surprises every now and then. But in the last few months, he's gone really stingy with money and it's given me the ick. I feel like I'm paying for everything and he's just completely oblivious to it. I pay for majority of our dates because he complains about the price of everything unless it's something he actually wants for himself. He told me last week he's taking me to get my nails done. I thought, oh, how cute it is that he's treating me. Nope, he dropped me there and I paid for my own nails. The week before, he told me to pick up some pants I liked while shopping and he'll get them for me. We got to the till and I end up paying, like, excuse me? Surely I'm not crazy from getting the ick from this. The man makes 3 times as much as me. We're splitting bills 50-50 and I'm doing all the housework. Don't I deserve to be spoiled some bit? I guess my main question is, how do I bring this up to him without causing an argument? I've tried tonight and it went bad so fast. I don't know how to explain it without hurting his fragile male ego or sound like a spoiled brat. I really need some advice or I'm going to start resenting him.
Oh, she will. I'm hating him. Yeah, that's hard. Do you think he's in his comfortable stage? Like,
yeah.
And he's just like, okay,
that's fine.
Yeah. Did the work of spoiling her and now this is my... In his head, he nearly feels like this is my reward now. Like a reward.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to spoil her anymore and she'll just do all this. Stop doing it all for him.
Yeah.
Stop doing all the housework.
Make us do his own washing.
Make him make his own lunches.
Yeah.
You're not his fucking mother.
No.
No.
No. I will never be that girl. I'm sorry.
No, I couldn't. I don't do it half myself.
And I don't mean that in a way that I think that someone who doesn't do it isn't as... Like, I just think some people love doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And some people don't mind that. But like, as someone... I would never be that girl as someone who doesn't like doing it.
Yeah.
Not that I don't want to do nice things for Dano, but like...
No, of course. Yeah.
I don't... Although I probably will have to one day do all the bits.
Why?
When we have kids, like,
kids
can do the washing up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect. I think that there definitely should be some even split of jobs in the house.
Mm.
There has to be.
Yeah, you can't do it all.
I think if I had to do the cooking, the cleaning, he does the bins. If I had to do all that, I'd resent him regardless of all that.
Yeah, well, him just sitting there, like, yeah. Do you just clean around him then? Is that the case?
I'd be like, and even when I have to clean sometimes, and if Dano's sitting with his feet up, I'm like, yeah. And like mopping the floor beside him, like, but he always does help. But even if I'm just the one day that he doesn't help, I'm still like
fuming. Yeah,
yeah.
I think this man has gotten very comfortable. Also, the whole thing about I'm going to bring you to get your nails done,
it doesn't pay.
Don't offer to bring me then and just drop me off
and says, get a pair of pants you like there, and it doesn't pay
and just stands at the till like, oh, yeah, I told you to get them, buy them for yourself. Like
what?
No, and I get what she's saying at the end. Like, she doesn't want to bring it up and sound like a spoiled brat.
No.
Because that automatically, I feel like that's the first thing he's going to think is you just sound fucking spoiled.
Yeah.
But like, we're only girls. We like to be spoiled.
Yeah. I think it's not even spoiled. It's just
nice.
Nice. Thing. Yeah. It's
he
nice
makes three
thing.
Times as much money as her. Like, I feel like if she was still doing all these jobs and she was still getting the princess treatment, it wouldn't be...
Be bad. Exactly.
Half bad. It's more the fact of now it just feels like she's obligated to do it without
getting...
There's
no reward.
Yeah. No reward.
No reward.
No.
There's nothing. I think...
You have to say it.
I don't think it makes you sound like a spoiled brat because you're used to getting one treatment and now you're getting another.
Mm.
So that's not... But you're just saying that was the standard that man set in the relationship.
Yeah, he said it himself. So and it's his fault.
He's let it drop.
Yeah.
So I think same. Like, look, I feel like it's been a bit... You've been slacking a bit lately. Like, I feel like I'm doing all these jobs and you used to surprise me with little treats or like... Things like that, and you just aren't doing it anymore. Like, why?
Mm.
And start the conversation that way.
Because that would give you a major ick, and you will end up resenting
them. You will resent them. Because, what, like, if someone's starting to treat you worse than they used to, and then you're also doing all these jobs, and then he's being stingy, like, that's a recipe for ick.
Big time.
Yeah. If you want to cook some makeup, just add them together. You deserve to be spoiled. Everyone, all girls do.
Yep.
Everyone who listens to Somewhere does.
We're only girls.
Yeah.
Deserve.
I think there needs to be always effort made through the whole relationship. Remember, 6 years in, like,
you always have to date your partner.
Date
your partner for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
you'll have a happy wife and a happy life.
Yeah. And like, he might, yeah, I think whatever way he says that, like, you ask him why doesn't he do it, like, maybe he just is like, shit, you're actually right, I have slacked a bit. Or like, you might get that reaction sometimes because
I didn't realise she was doing everything. But like, how do you not know if you're sitting
but
there?
Not even that, maybe it's like, it's, she could be like, oh, he'd be like, I forgot I wasn't getting presents anymore, or like little gifts. But I think some men just get used, if they're, especially if their mom's done everything at home, they just think that's normal and they probably wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
And they probably aren't grateful and saying, thanks so much for doing the cooking, or thanks so much for this. Like, even just thanks goes a long way.
It really does.
You know?
I do think you need to bring up to him though.
Yeah, Hunt, you will literally.
You will hate him.
Just ask him, like, what's the story? Where's the old you kind of thing?
Yeah.
How you used to treat me. Because he set the standard, he needs to keep up. You can send your dilemma, first world problem, or rant into homeydrink@golownow.com. New episodes of Home I Drink Extra Juice come out every Monday, and our main episodes are out on Wednesdays. Thanks to Penny for sponsoring the episode. Don't forget to check out the collection of autumn essentials available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store right now.
Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now. And last reminder, if you haven't bought your tickets yet for the live show, you can head to the UCH box office for tickets for Limerick on November 23rd. And then Ticketmaster for the 5th and 6th of November. We are going to be in Vicar Street.
Back in the Vic.
Yep.
We'll talk to you soon and we'll see you then.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.